Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Faith, we know that in World War II, the Nazis made great efforts to get every military advantage, including strange plans for secret weapons. This week, we learned from a new book that they attempted to create a fighting force composed of what?
Dogs.
Yes, but not just dogs. Dogs that could talk. Nazi talking dogs. A book published in Britain this week reveals the existence of a school set up in Germany soon after the Nazi takeover to teach dogs to speak, read, and even spell. One dog supposedly learned to tap out letters with his paw. He was said to speculate about religion and write poetry, although, of course, it was just doggerel.
They had some intelligence from America that America had already trained them to play poker.
So
they figured,
look, they have this picture! If they can play cards!
Another dog was said to be able to answer the question, who is Adolf Hitler, by barking, Mein Führer! Although he then barked under his breath, and what a complete putz.
I mean, what would be the advantage of a dog army that could talk? I mean, just a dog army seems like enough.
Yeah. You know?
Right. And they have jetpacks.
Right.
And?
No, well, the idea was that, you know, these dogs, if you could teach them to talk, they can communicate with you and you can give them more elaborate jobs, like, you know, soldier jobs and so on and so forth.
I mean, they only teach Marines to say yes, sir.
That's true. But the program failed because the dogs became too smart and introspective.
And then he realized that the really smart, funny dogs were Jewish.
Exactly.